Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us here tonight. Well, tonight we're going to have five rounds of drafts, the 2015 drafts of the X League. It's going to be, you know, live right here on the MAT Sports Network, and I tell you what, I'm so honored to bring that to you tonight. And right now on the line we have the commissioner, Mike Mink, and he is the commissioner of the X League. How are you doing this afternoon, Commissioner Mink? Commissioner, are you there? Commissioner Mink, are you there?
Yes, Mike Mink, I'm here.
Okay, Mike Commissioner Mink. Yes, Mike, Commissioner Mink, how are you doing this evening? Could you tell us something about the X League and about the draft and how it's going to go along tonight and how we're going to actually do these five rounds and what it consists of?
Well, it's the X League Indoor Football Inaugural Quest for the Best of USA College Football American Draft. We plan on beginning at 8:30. It's going to be broadcast live on your blog, national and regional outlets, on internet radio also. And the draft order has been selected by random drawing this year. And the first draft pick is going to be with the Marion Blue Racers in round one, followed by Corpus Christi, Florida Tarpons, Rio Grande Valley, Bloomington Edge, St. Louis Attack, Georgia Rampage, then the Florida Marine Raiders, the Cape Fear Heroes, and the Alabama Outlaws for the first round in territorial picks.
Okay, well, we'll get those started. We're trying to wait for a few more to get on the board here so we can get the draft started. You really are a national, I mean, there are teams all over the country. I mean, it's not like some particular leagues like to stay in, like, say, a regional, a Eastern format, a Western format, Southwestern format, but it seems like you're spread out all across the country. How did a league like this, how did you envision this in your mind? How did you pull it all together?
Well, right now, I mean, right now it's been by the grace of God. Right now we got two teams in Florida, two teams in Georgia, but one of the teams in Georgia is slated to play in 2016 in Albany. We have Fayetteville, North Carolina. We also have two teams in Texas, in Corpus Christi and Rio Grande Valley. We have Birmingham, Alabama, and then we venture north to Marion, Ohio, Bloomington, Illinois, and then, of course, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, yeah, just leaving Birmingham this weekend, I tell you, one thing I can tell you about that area is they are a sports fanatical area. You can't go anywhere. I mean, the line is drawn in that particular part of the world, like Birmingham. Either you're Auburn, either you're Alabama, and there's nobody else can get in between. But I think if there's anybody that can, a professional team, that they are starved for football 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days to the year. If you can get some of the talent from those schools like Alabama, Auburn or some of those, it would be a real good drawdown there because they really are, you know, hungry. I mean, hungry for sports. Youth sports, college sports, pro sports, all kinds of sports, and it's really a sports area. So what we're going to do, Commissioner Mink, we're going to take a break, and I have more people coming on the board. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to pull these on and get them in order for you. So we can go ahead on and get this started. Now, what I'll do is this. When I come back, I'll say, okay, Commissioner, whoever the first team is up on the board, you just call them out, and we'll let you go ahead on and moderate from that point on. You won't hear from me that much anymore. I just kind of orchestrate getting them on the air for you, so you'll be able to go ahead on and carry out the draft, you know, seamlessly, I hope. You know how things are in the internet world. So we'll try to get that done, and, you know, we'll make it smooth and make it, you know, moving along at a rapid pace so we can get as much in as we can. So if you just hang on, we'll be right back after this message right here on the X-League Draft on the MAT Sports Network.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back now to the X-League Draft. I've got more on the board, so what I'm going to do right now is I am going to turn the draft over to the commissioner and let him call out who's going to be what. If they're here, then they'll get to go. If not, I guess they'll move to later on down the line in the draft, since it is the 8:30 deadline here. So here's what we're going to do. Let me... you just call out who the first team is going to be, and I'll try to get them on for you, Mr. Mink.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a territorial pick in the first round, and on the clock is the Marion Blue Racers from Marion, Ohio.
Okay, Marion Blue Rays from Marion, Ohio. One just called in. I'm not sure who that was, but Will, is Marion Blue Rays, are you on the line? Marion Blue Rays, are you on the line? Okay, Mr. Commissioner, keep them on the clock 1 second. Let me move on and find out some information here. Hold on. Okay, Commissioner, we're waiting for – we have the Tarpons. They just called in, but we're waiting for the team you put on the clock to call in. So I guess they have a certain amount of time to call in before they move on to the next team. So I'll let you moderate it from this point. Just let me know who the next team is and when the time is going to be called.
Yeah, we'll go ahead to the Corpus Christi Fury.
Corpus Christi Fury. And I don't think they have called in yet either. But we'll give them a few minutes. And right now, I tell you who I have on the line. I have the Rampage, the Attack, the Outlaws, also have the Cape Fear Heroes, and the Tarpons and the Alabama Outlaws. They're on there too. That's who I have on the board so far.
Yeah, and I'm drafting for the Raiders and the Edge.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and go to the Florida Tarpons.
Okay, Tarpons, they're on the line right now.
So, Mike, we're doing local? Is that what we're doing in the first round?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there's somebody from college in Florida.
Yeah, it'd be in college, Florida, or somebody in your Fort Myers region, Miami, or
okay,
whatever's closest to you.
Okay. All right, I'm limited here on who to pick. We'll go with Cameron Mitchell from Edwin Waters.
Cameron Mitchell, okay. So the Florida Tarpons draft Cameron Mitchell in round one. Next on the clock, the Rio Grande Valley Soul.
And let's see, I don't know. I don't think we have... They haven't called in yet, but we still have the Rampage, the Attack, the Outlaws, the Cape Fear Heroes.
Next on the clock, the St. Louis Attack.
Okay,
excuse me, the Bloomington Edge. I'm sorry. The Bloomington Edge are picking fifth. Sorry about that, Andrew.
How do we call
them? Okay, and what was it that the team that's up on the clock now is?
The Bloomington Edge.
Bloomington Edge, okay.
Yes.
Next on the clock, the St. Louis Attack.
Yeah, we have
to. Okay. St. Louis Attack, open up right now. They're on the line.
We'll take Austin Osbury. Burry, offensive lineman.
What was his last name?
Osbury, Ausbury.
Okay. The Bloomington Edge, by the way, I mean, guys, I faded out. The Bloomington Edge took from Wabash College into Indiana. Cody Bursch. That's Cody Bursch, defensive end linebacker. That's Bursch for the Edge. Austin Osbury for the St. Louis Attack. Now on the clock, the Georgia Rampage.
Okay, Rampage, you're on.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to go with offensive lineman Joshua Stalls.
Joshua Stalls, out of where?
Out of Virginia Union.
Joshua Stalls, the Georgia Rampage out of Virginia Union?
Yes.
Next on the clock, the Florida Marine Raiders. Florida Marine Raiders take Jared Haggins, Florida State University. That's Jared Haggins, Haggins. Next on the clock is Cape Fear Heroes.
Okay.
Cape Fear Heroes.
On the clock?
Yeah, Cape Fear Heroes takes Antonio Mayo, kicker from Fayetteville State University.
Antonio, how do you spell his last name?
Mayo, M-A-Y-O.
M-A-Y-O. Thank you, Cape Fear. Next on the clock, the Alabama Outlaws.
The Alabama Outlaws select Amari Cooper, wide receiver, Alabama.
Amari Cooper, Alabama. He's not in this draft, man. All right. Next on the clock again. That's the end of the first round. So starting round two, this is a snake draft. The Alabama Outlaws will have the first pick of round two.
How do we pick round two? Can we pick regional? Can I pick Florida State?
You can pick anywhere you want to round two, sir.
Jameis Winston, Florida State University.
Next on the clock is the Cape Fear Heroes, round two. Cape Fear Heroes. Cape Fear Heroes are on the clock.
Okay.
Guns, you're on the clock.
Okay. You want a lineman?
You want a middle line?
Yeah, another D.
We'll go with this one. This one. Yeah. Is that Cameron Carter from West?
Cameron Carter, defensive line, offensive line from Bluefield College.
Say that again one more time, sir.
Cameron Carter. O-line, D-line from Bluefield College.
Cameron Carter. Next on the clock, the Florida Marine Raiders.
And you said the Tarpons?
The Florida Marine Raiders on the clock.
See, Raiders, I don't think they're in the board. I don't think they've called in yet. Oh,
that's
you? Okay. Oh, that was easy.
I think you're
going
to Florida Marine Raiders take out of Tennessee State University, Mike German, quarterback. Mike German. Next on the clock, the Georgia Rampage.
Hey, am I unmuted now?
Yes,
uh-huh. Okay, sorry, I was muted on my phone. Okay, the Rampage next selection will be Robert Smith, defensive back from Savannah State.
Robert Smith. Thank you, sir. Next on the clock, the St. Louis Attack.
The DN DeLeroy Davy from Missouri S&T.
DeLeroy Davy?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Next on the clock, the Bloomington Edge.
I don't think they have called in, and I don't have them listed here on the board. Are you selecting for them? Okay.
Deshaun Weaver out of Robert Morris University. Next on the clock is Rio Grande Valley Soul. I don't think they're participating tonight. So
yeah,
no,
we're here.
On the board. They're there.
We're on the line. Yes.
You're on the line? Okay. Rio Grande Valley Soul.
Our first pick will take Connor Cox, offensive lineman, Trinity University. Connor Cox.
Go ahead and do another pick, Vinny, so you can catch up.
Okay. Our second pick will take Lucas Love, offensive lineman, Tarleton State University. Lucas Love.
Lucas Love?
Yes, out of Tarleton State University.
Okay, thank you. Next on the clock, the Florida Tarpons.
Offensive lineman, Drew Gibson, Southern Oregon.
What was his first name, Mike?
Drew Gibson, Southern Oregon.
Thank you, sir. Is Corpus Christi next on the clock? Are they here?
No, Corpus Christi's not on the board.
Marion Blue Racers.
Marion Blue Racers, no, they're not here either.
Okay, next pick, we'll go to the Florida Tarpons.
Offensive lineman Devin Threat, Incarnate Word, Texas.
How do you spell that last name, sir?
Threat.
All right, thank you. Next up is the Rio Grande Valley Soul, Benny King.
Okay. Can you give me one moment?
Yeah, you got 5 minutes, Benny. Go ahead.
Okay. We'll take the 4-5. We'll be right back.
Now, Commissioner, the draft itself, it seems like, you know, you're drafting players, you know, region and nationwide, players like Jameis Winston and Mari Cooper and players like that. How does that go about? Do you just contact their agents and tell them, okay, here's an offer for them to play, or is there some kind of a limit? Like, I know that Winston, now he's eligible to go to the National Football League because, you know, of his class and everything else. But in SA and the X League, do you have, like, a cutoff point? Does the kid have to stay in school 2-3 years before he can come over, or how does that work?
So they're draft eligible at NFL, they're draft eligible with us. You know, the Amari Cooper and the James Winston, that's a total long shot. We know that unless there's a stalled NFL contract, they'll be both can play in the NFL. They're both first-round draft picks. I think that's only two players off the board. The rest of the players have been either part of the 95 players that we were targeting for the draft so far. So most of the teams have been drafting local to their vicinity so far, except for a few guys. As in our league, we have issues with housing players. So very teams are limited with the housing that they have. So we have to get more regional-type players, to house them and make sure that they're well taken care of.
Okay, the Rio Grande Valley Soul will take Devin Threat, offensive guard out of University of the Incarnate Word.
Yeah, he was taken last pick by the Florida Tarpon.
Way to go, Florida. Okay. Inform him.
You know, indoor football is becoming one of the hot things here in the United States. I mean, I do love it, too. I'm a defensive-minded guy, but I also wish that back when I was, 100 years ago when I was playing, I wish I could, can you imagine winding up a 50-yard field and just smacking somebody? That would be amazing.
You better believe it.
Oh, man, it gets my blood pumping. Every time I watch one of these games, in my mind, I'm like, I could do that even now. And then as I get up to go to the bathroom for the 30th time, I figure probably not anymore. So that's one thing about it. But I love indoor football, arena football. It is the greatest stuff. The collisions are just fantastic. Once again, I'm a defensive guy, so collisions, that's my life.
I'm with you. And what you mean by that? I'm linebacker, so you got to
have me too. Yep, outside linebacker. I always used to say, if I don't ear hole you the first time, the next catch is free. But nowadays, if you ear hole somebody, you automatically have the night off. It's just, football has just changed so much. I think they're trying to make it safer. Yeah, I mean, I think they by trying to make it safer, they've actually made it more dangerous. Because two guys going full speed smacking into each other are less likely to get hurt than one trying to slow down so he doesn't get thrown out of the game. So, you know, I mean, I've seen some collisions that split helmets before, and nobody got hurt. And then you see ones where they just get a love tap, and they're out for the rest of the year.
Yes, sir. So our third pick, we're going with wide receiver Cordrick Mobley out of Soul Raw State University here in Texas.
Say his name one more time, Benny.
His name is Cordrick Mobley, wide receiver
Cordrick
out of Soul Raw University.
Okay. Next on the clock, the Bloomington Edge. The Edge take out of Wabash College, A.J. Aikenbraid, linebacker. Next on the clock, the St. Louis Attack.
We'll take Robert Johnson, wide receiver, Mississippi State.
St. Louis takes Robert Johnson, wide receiver, Mississippi State. Next on the clock, the Georgia Rampage.
Okay, our next draft will be, let's see, and I'm not sure if this person has been taken off the board or not, but quarterback Miles McKee.
No, Miles is available. Miles McKee?
Yes.
The Georgia Rampage take Miles McKee.
Miles McKee.
Next on the clock, the Florida Marine Raiders.
I don't see them on the board, but I do have two new calls. So
I'm drafting for them. Raiders and Edge.
Okay.
The Florida Marine Raiders take Jerry Johnson, offensive center from Lincoln University, Missouri. Next on the clock, the Cape Fear Heroes.
Okay, the Cape Fear Heroes take Nestor Lantigua, running back, Wingate University.
How you spell the last name, Jack?
Lantigua.
Lantigua?
Lantigua.
Okay, gotcha. Next on the clock, the Alabama Outlaws.
The Alabama Outlaws take Jaquiski Tartt, strong safety, Samford University.
Say his last name one more time.
Tartt, T-A-R-T-T.
Tartt.
Samford University.
All right, thank you. So that commences round three. So we'll go to round four. And leading off to round four, the first pick goes the Alabama Outlaws.
Lyndon Trail, T-R-A-I-L, outside linebacker, Norfolk State.
Alabama Outlaws say Brendan Trail. Next on the clock in round four is the Cape Fear Heroes.
The Cape Fear Heroes take Jeremy Musselman, quarterback, West Virginia Wesleyan College.
Spell that last name, Jack.
Musselman.
Thank you, sir. And that's on the clock, Florida Marine Raiders. The Raiders take out of Tennessee State, Sam Quan Evans, defensive tackle. Next on the clock, Georgia Rampage.
The Rampage will select wide receiver Chaz Barnes out of Lindsey Wilson University.
Chaz Barnes?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. Next on the clock is the St. Louis Attack.
Christian Holmes, linebacker, Mississippi State.
Christian Holmes, linebacker, Mississippi State. Next on the clock, the Bloomington Edge. The Edge take Lamont Wims, running back, Robert Morris University. Lamont Wims. Next on the clock, Rio Grande Valley Soul.
The Rio Grande Valley Soul will take Billy Owens, wide receiver, out of the University of St. Mary's.
Billy Owens. Thank you, sir. Next on the clock, in round four, is the Florida Tarpons.
Linebacker Tavares Dantzler, Bethan Koopman.
How do you spell that last name, Michael?
D-A-N-T-Z-L-E-R.
Dantzler, okay, gotcha. Thank you, sir. That commences round four. Going into round five. In the final round of the X-League draft, inaugural draft, of the Quest for Draft USA College Football American Draft, the Florida Tarpons lead off round five.
See if this guy's still on the board. Offensive lineman Brandon Avant, Delta State.
I think he's available.
All right.
Brandon. And how you spell the last name?
A-V-A-N-T.
Yeah, he is good. So the Tarpons in the lap with their last pick take Brandon Avante. Next on the clock, Rio Grande Valley Soul.
We'll take our 5 minutes. One moment, please.
Yes, sir.
Okay, while he's taking his 5 minutes, I'm going to check out a new caller that's just hit the board. So hold on 1 second, and I'll be right back with you. So hold on.
Good.
Okay, I'm back with you. Commissioner, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure. I'm flipping between buttons here with these extremely
good. Yeah, we have Brandon Valley. General Manager, Head Coach Penny King on the clock right now for his fifth round final pick.
And that's the one from the Soul, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Want to make sure I'm up to date. Okay.
Thank you for your patience. Our final pick will be going, if he's still on the board, we're going with defensive tackle Sam Quan Evans from Tennessee State University.
He was already drafted, Benny.
Okay, one moment.
And, Commissioner, what we'll have to do as soon as the draft is over, we'll talk a little bit more about the league, but I'm just interested in knowing the logistics and basically the logistical nightmare of putting together a league like this that's spread out so far with so many teams, with so many different regions. I know it has to be like a major undertaking. And so before we go, I want to let our listening audience know exactly what something like that takes. And also, who helps you and where you get most of these players. You put them on the board, you know, they're drafted, but there's got to be a lot of research done. A lot of players are going to be certified, bona fide, qualified to, you know, participate in your league. And we can talk about that, how you go about getting them, scouting them, and just how you just go about running your league.
Well, we got a lot of, we're blessed to have a lot of veteran teams. There are a lot of teams that have converged from other leagues to merge into the X League. So we've got a veteran group of owners and a veteran group of head coaches. So a lot of our teams have been around for, you know, 4 years or more, and they've acquired either, you know, players from the past that have stuck with them, free agent camps, trial camps, and then by word of mouth, because the players know that our team finished the year.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you for your patience. With our last pick, we'll be taking Darren Young, defensive end from Sol Ross State University.
Darren Young?
Yes, Darren Young.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
On the clock, the Bloomington Edge. The Eds are going to take Kyle Bates, offensive tackle, offensive guard from Hiram College, Ohio. Kyle Bates. Next on the clock, the St. Louis Attack.
Slash tight end, linebacker slash tight end, Brandon Hill from Mississippi State.
Thank you, sir. So, Panthers attack, round five, take Brandon Hill, Mississippi State. Great pick. Next on the clock, Georgia Rampage.
Hang on 1 second. I'm going to take about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready. We're going to go with offensive lineman, Sinjin Hararan out of UTC.
Can you spell his name for us, Casey?
Let's see. I believe it's let me pull it back up real fast. S-Y-N-J-E-N. Last name H-E-R-R-E-N.
All right, thank you very much. That's on the clock, Florida Marine Raiders. That was Jordan Rampage's final pick. Raiders will take Ronnie Flowers, safety, out of Southern Oregon University. Next on the clock, the Cape Fear Heroes.
Yeah, we'll be just a second.
Good.
Yeah. The Cape Fear Heroes choose Blake Baker, defensive line out of Lenoir Ryan College.
Blake Baker?
Yes.
And with the last pick of the fifth round, and concluding the quest for the best USA College Football American Draft, the Alabama Outlaws.
The Alabama Outlaws choose Jake Camaro, wide receiver, Wisconsin Whitewater.
How do you spell his last name?
Kumerow.
Excellent. Well, that concludes the draft. I appreciate everybody being on the line and making these draft picks. And we'll be getting out notices to everybody just to make sure that they are correct on your picks. And if you could please notify your papers and all your local media, and we'll be going online with the results also.
Well, Commissioner Mink, you know, I want to say thank you so much for having the first X-League draft here on the MHC Sports Network, and hopefully as years come, we'll get this smoother. The first time is always the toughest to try to get the flow going, to try to get things going. And but I think it went fairly well tonight, a few glitches here and there. But overall, you got some great players coming into your league, a mix of rookies with the veterans coming in. And I guess another question that I'm sure the listening audience will have, do you have like a veterans camp similar to what NFL has where players who, you know, maybe, as I like to say, a little long in tooth, get to show their wares to also play for the teams, or is it just like a free agent open camps? You have combines and things like that.
Well, I think that the USA College Football Bowl, where they play every year in January, is what they do. They get each player gets NFL certified and all their career honors, and they get looked at by the NFL, and they get registered for this draft. So most of our teams do independent camps throughout their states and that they're in the regions that they have. And then we look at the USA College Football Network and the College Football Bowl for our initial draft with Division II, Division III, and NAIA-level players.
Okay, cool. So what we're going to do, I'm going to ask you to hang on through a break. I'm going to do a break, and I have a question to ask you off-air to see if you want to do it on-air, and if not, we'll just come back and wrap things up. So hold on 1 second as we take just a little pause here. The X-League Draft live right here on the MHG Sports Network.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah,
yeah. So
yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to X-League Draft Live right here on the MHT Sports Network as we have Mike Meek, Commissioner, and now Dennis Wilson will be on the line. He is from USA Football, and he is one of the certifying entities that make sure these players are, you know, ready to go for the XFL, the NFL, or any other professional league. So, Mr. Wilson, welcome to the MHT Sports Network and the X-League Draft.
Okay, first of all, I am president of USA College Football Network. We have no association with USA Football.
Oh, USA College. I apologize.
Football
Network. Could you, your computer in the background, could you turn your computer down? I think it's up. We're getting a little feedback.
Yeah, well, I had it up because I could have disconnected. But anyway, wait a minute.
First of all, I am president of USA College Football Network. We have no association with USA Football.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. Explain to the listening audience exactly what it is your organization does.
We're the also the Metropolitan New York Football Writers Association. We've been involved since 1935. We pick the All-American teams at all the levels except for D1. We run the third oldest college football all-star game behind the East-West Senior Shrine Game and the Senior Bowl. And that's where the 95 players came from, the USA College Football Bowl. And we represent all those players. Mike's league has the rights to all of those players. They don't have agents at this point. There's a couple of teams in here that did pick a couple of players that are not in our list of 95, so we can't guarantee those teams that they're be available for them, but most of those players are available. And we've been doing this for 20 years.
And when you certify a player, or you know, when you...
Well, I don't... Let's get that straight, too. Uh-huh. We don't certify them. They are certified by the NFL.
Okay,
and
so,
registered by the NFL. This year, Kansas City did it. The Kansas City team did it. Last year, the Green Bay Packers and the Oakland Raiders did it. And in other years, the Giants have done it. They send the representative to each one of them. Okay, Michael. They come along and certify, and they do the measurements, testing, and everything like that that are certified. And the Canadian League gets all that data, and Michael's League, the ex-football league now, is part of this. They're in with the majors now. They're getting the same information that the NFL's getting and the CFL's getting. And you brought up a wonderful statement before. Mike's done a wonderful job putting a group together. And I think you're going to see it be even better next year because there's a few other expansion teams, I think, that might come on board that make this. This is going to be a better league than the Arena Football League, which I used to be associated with 20 years ago. But Michael's a mover, and he understands how to run a league and make it profitable, so...
Yeah,
and I do want to congratulate the Georgia Rampage. Did a fine job on drafting tonight.
Yeah, most definitely they did.
Okay. And Michael, before, well, we're on the air, so we got to talk later.
Okay.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being on the draft tonight. I can't wait until 2016. Like I say, the first draft tonight, a few bugs here and there. We'll have to work those out, get things a little bit better, make it run a little smoother. It ran fairly smooth tonight. Like I say, teams all over the United States, region to region, pillar to post. And, you know, that's one of the things that does make a league successful. Now, you've actually put teams in cities that are really hotbeds for football. They beg for support.
Right.
They beg for it. And that's the key to it. You can't keep putting teams in places where people just don't go to games. I mean, that's crazy. So, and, you know, you put them in hotbeds. You're getting regional guys. Like you said, some, you know, picking, if you're in Alabama, you need to get Alabama guys. You know, that would help draw in people. So,
Mike, let me interject something that I didn't say. They were a lot of these. Every player that's in that game has to be a U.S. American Football Coaches Association American All-American or a USA College Football All-American. They have to be first, second, third, or even honorable mention, but they have to be at that level. And some of these kids that were picked, the boy from Southern Oregon, I forget who picked him, the defensive, the offensive tackle, he's being looked at by a lot of people. I'm not sure he's going to make the NFL. But he would be a stud for whoever picked him in this league. Somebody picked him, and I'm not sure which team picked him.
I think it was the Florida Tarpons.
Yeah, that was a wonderful team. And Mike Taylor did his homework, by the way. And several of them did their homework. I'm not saying they all didn't, but the boy from, which one, the other one I saw? I forget. Oh, Miles McKee. The Georgia quarterback, the one they picked in Georgia, that's the one Alabama should have taken. But he's actually going to be the last of the Mohegans. He's the last player from Alabama-Birmingham, and they dropped football. So he's going to be a wonderful PR target for somebody, and he's a good quarterback too.
Yeah, I was a little mad about that one because I'm a UAB alumni.
Oh, okay, then you know what I'm talking about.
And,
the other quarterback that was very good, the Cape Fear got made some good selections too, and they got an excellent quarterback in the kid from West Virginia, Wesley and Musselman. So, and the Rampage also picked the kid, which made sense. Georgia, they picked the Savannah State kid, Robert Smith. He's very good defensive back. So, like I said, I was very proud. There was only one or two that I would have, you know, hedged on, but. Hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So, and your young man, you picked Higgins. He's going to play for you, I'm pretty sure. And he's a stud at Florida State, so you got a good player.
Yeah, I think I'm Higgins, you know. I like the size of Mike Jermaine.
Right. Now, well, you know, like I said, we better discuss some of the things we got to do, though, after we get off the radio.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for appearing here, and we will get ready for next year's draft. I'll be around.
We're already getting ready. We're picking the All-American, preseason All-American teams, which is part of the pot that will be in. So we're already we got some coaches called us today with players, suggested players. So we're going 24 hours a day, 365 days, so. Michael's going to have a hell of a team, not teams. They're going to be making a lot of money next year.
Well,
they're going to show minor leagues footballs can do it.
Yeah, I'll be at some of the games, hopefully for the X-League. My schedule's picked up a little bit now, but I'll probably be at some of those games and take a look. Who knows? We may see each other, meet, talk. I would love to meet you, Mr. Commissioner. I'd love to meet you, Mr. Wilson. We're going to get to it. I know we will one day. So thank you so much for appearing here, and we will see you with the draft next year. So you take care.
Mike Wood, you did a wonderful job tonight. Right. I congratulate you.
Thank you very much. I'll call you right now, Dennis.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Y'all, everybody have a blessed night. Thank you.